This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
And it being a Thursday morning, I get to welcome Dr. Wendy Christian. She's a health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Good morning, Wendy. Trust you're well and warm. It's chilly this morning.
Good morning, Brad. Yes, it is nice to be warm when it's so cold outside. So I'm grateful for the many comforts that we have.
Yeah, exactly. And just when everybody thought, don't tell us, another episode of Stress Awareness. No, in fact, we're starting something brand new today, Wendy.
Indeed, we are.
So today we're looking at types of pain. Oy, the idea of pain doesn't sound good, but we all have an ache or pain somewhere. You also get to the age, Wendy, when you wake up in the morning and you feel, ouch, is that my back? What's that happening in my knee? And then you've got a headache, which we've chatted about in the past. So pain is hitting us in all different kinds of ways.
It certainly does. And we have the different types of pain, you know, so you might have pain that is acute. You might have chronic pain. You might have a nerve pain. So there's various different types of pains. And the way, if we can identify the type of pain, it helps us to treat it more effectively as well.
So what are the kinds of pain? Can one categorize them?
Yes, so they are categorized. There are three main types of pain. Your first one is nociceptive pain. The second one is neuropathic pain. And the last one is nociplastic pain.
So I've been around a while, but I've never heard of nociceptive pain. Please, can you elaborate on that for us?
So the nociceptive pain is our body's natural response to actual or potential tissue damage. So if you touch a stove and you, or an oven ring or whatever, and you burn your finger, that is nociceptive pain. Oh. So your pain receptors, which are called nociceptors, are activated by whatever harmful stimulus we are exposed to.
Okay, so it's telling us stop touching the hot stove plate.
Exactly. So that's the thing that tells us, oh, that's dangerous, don't do it again. Or if you get too close to the stove, you already start getting a signal before your skin even touches it.
Yeah.
And it's telling you to pull away because that is going to hurt you.
Okay, so that's coming, that message is coming specifically then from our skin or from whatever is in contact with whatever is causing the pain.
Well, there's a couple of places where this comes from. So it's either coming from our skin, our muscles, or our joints. So we have two types. You have the somatic or visceral reaction. Somatic means it comes from the skin or our muscles or our joints. It's usually sharp and localized. So, you know, you cut your finger and it's ouch. That's very, you know, it's very painful and you can see where it's been injured. The visceral pain comes from our internal organs. So here the pain is duller. So we might have cramps. And it's also more widespread, so it's not as localized as your somatic pain.
So how do you heal from something like nociceptive pain? How do you prevent that pain? How do you remove that pain? Or how do you relieve that pain?
Well, it would depend on what the injury is. So if you've cut yourself or burned yourself or there's any type of inflammation or you have a fracture or you have appendicitis, you would then have to go for the appropriate treatment. So you might not know immediately that you're having an appendicitis, but you might have this pain somewhere in your abdomen and you go and have that checked out. You would need surgery to remove that, that appendix.
Yeah.
If you've cut yourself, you might just need a plaster. If you have fractured a bone, you might need to have the bone reset. So it really depends on what it is, but it is an acute event and will normally be relieved quite quickly. So once you have sorted the pain out, once you've got to the root of the issue, then that pain will disappear.
Okay, so then we've all learned something. Raise your hands wherever you're sitting if you'd heard of nociceptive pain and you're not in the medical industry. I've never heard that word before. Thanks so much. It's like a school day every day. We hang out with you, Dr. Wendy, no doubt about it. So here's one I've heard before. Maybe you'd have as well that are listening. Neuropathic pain. Tell us more about that.
Yes. So the neuropathic pain arises from damage or dysfunction in our nervous system. So it can either be in the peripheral nerves, which are the nerves that supply the ends of our, you know, our feet and our legs and all of those kind of things. Or it can be in the central nervous system, which could be our brain and our spinal cord.
I'm trying to think now. I'm trying to stretch my brain here into the science that you're sharing here this morning. So how is this different from nociceptive pain? This has got to do with the organs or the skin. This has got to do with the nervous system.
That's correct.
Okay.
So it's not caused by tissue injury,
okay,
but it's rather an abnormal nerve signaling issue. And so it can feel more like a burning or a shooting pain or an electric shock type pain or tingling, numbness, those kind of things. And sometimes this happens without an obvious trigger. So you might not stub your toe or, you know, bump yourself or cut yourself. This can happen just because. So there can be an underlying viral infection, there could be something going on in your physiology, and that triggers the nerves to start signaling incorrectly, and you get this nerve pain. So neuropathy is nerve pain.
Okay. I was speaking to a healthcare professional many years ago, and we were talking about the spine, and he says sometimes if there's just even a misalignment there, you can get from pins and needles, or you can feel almost like your leg is itchy, like you might have been stung by him or bitten by a mosquito, but there's nothing there. It's all just coming because of that poor alignment. So I'm guessing this is similar to that.
Exactly. So, you know, you could have nerve compression, so a sciatic nerve pain. So the sciatic nerve is it often gets compressed in your lower back, and then you have pain that radiates down your legs, in, you know, depending on where it is in various places. A spinal cord injury. So if you've had an accident or you've fallen or something has happened, that can compress a nerve, so you can get nerve damage. But it can also come from diabetes. So you get diabetic neuropathy. And shingles can cause a post-herpetic neuralgia, which is a very, very painful condition and often lasts a lot longer than the shingles itself.
Yeah, so this sounds a lot more complicated in terms of treatment than the previous one we mentioned.
It is, because it's typically chronic and it's a lot more difficult to treat because you can't always find the source. So you mentioned earlier alignment. Mm. So if your vertebrae are out of alignment, sometimes that could be helpful. Sometimes it's a deficiency. You know, you might have a mineral or an amino acid deficiency. And so it might take a little bit longer to identify where the problem is coming from before it is treatable.
Yeah, this feels like a higher grade paper that Dr. Wendy's walking us through this morning. But thanks for helping us to understand it now. You've simplified it. When you started with nociceptive pain, I thought, oh my goodness, what's happening? Now we've got the third one, nociplastic pain. I'm guessing this is when you stand on a Lego piece, hence the plastic. I think I might be way off.
a little bit off
there. Oh dear. Okay, so we need your help.
Yes, so this is the type of pain that results from altered or abnormal processing of pain signals in our central nervous system. So this means the pain is actually coming from your brain somewhere, and there's not usually any clear evidence of tissue damage or nerve injury. So you haven't injured yourself specifically, but you wake up every day and your body aches, and you haven't been to the gym and everything is sore. It can be in one area. You know, you might have had an injury years ago, but now you have this chronic pain in your hip and it just doesn't go away. And all of your x-rays and all of your, you know, your tests come back clear to say there is nothing wrong with that particular area of your body. That is nociceptive pain.
I have a friend who struggles with an autoimmune disease, and she's commented to me, said, I almost don't know what it feels like to not have pain. I'm guessing this is where we're talking about nociceptive pain.
Exactly. Mm. And the thing is, with this type of pain, it's widespread. So it's not necessarily just in one area of the body. So you can have, today you might have a sore shoulder, tomorrow you might have a sore hip. The next day, your whole body might ache from head to toe. It's persistent. It doesn't go away. Like your friend said, you just have a degree of pain every single day of your life.
Wow.
And it can be accompanied by other symptoms like fatigue or sleep issues or mood and cognitive disorders as well.
How do you even start to deal with something like that?
Well, this is a really tricky one because it is so difficult to pinpoint where the cause is coming from. So there could be there could have been an initial injury, as I said, and then the tissue has overresponded. Well, not the tissue, but the nervous system has overresponded. And so now you're getting a signal to say that you're in pain all the time. And so your typical treatments here don't necessarily work. So you can't necessarily take a painkiller here because it's not going to do anything.
Yes.
It's not going to target the issue. And these are, you know, people who struggle with things like fibromyalgia, chronic back pain, irritable bowel syndrome. These are often the types of things, types of conditions that fall under this nociplastic category of pain. And so it's around education, it's around specific exercises. Some people can't exercise, some people have to really modify the way that they move and do things. And then it also requires a lot of psychological support.
Yeah, let's wrap up with that. I mean, what are some of the things that we can actively do? I mean, you'd imagine, oh, I've got pain. The last thing I feel like doing is walking, for example. Let's say as low impact as just a slow walk. Can that still be beneficial if of course you are mobile?
Yes, so we definitely can do some exercises like walking. So you're not going to do anything that's going to exert yourself if you've got this type of pain, but you do want to move because movement is important. The less you move, the worse the pain gets. But things like yoga or tai chi, stretching, swimming, so low impact exercises and things that are going to just help your body to move and be flexible, but not exert yourself.
Yeah, and I'm guessing you did touch on it now. We need to be getting better sleep.
Yes. If we don't have enough sleep, it worsens our central sensitization and our pain perception. So the less you sleep, the worse your pain is going to be.
And just as we close, Wendy, what's a good for somebody who's saying, "Oh, that's me," you're talking about there with the nociplastic pain. You mentioned stress reduction. I hope I heard you correctly.
Yes. So it is very important to reduce our stress because the stress amplifies our perception of pain as well. So we're not sleeping and we're stressed, then we have amplified pain. And we need to help calm our nervous system because it's about regulating our nervous system so that we can help our bodies function a little bit better. So we want to use the, you can do things like vagus nerve stimulation, all sorts of mindfulness practices. Biofeedback treatments can be helpful as well, where that helps to sort of reset the signaling within a nervous system. And then you also get treatments like cognitive behavioral therapy or pain reprocessing therapies, which can help, but those would obviously need to be done with professionals.
Yeah, thanks for this, Wendy. I mean, we can see from making our way through here that there's some places where you can take ibuprofen or a paracetamol and we'll be able to help you through some nociceptive pain. But as we start moving towards neuropathic and nociplastic, it really does require a very structured approach with the medical team. So that's possibly best.
Yes. No, these are normally much more complex, and this is where your health professionals will come in to be the best form of support for you.
Yeah, what a pleasure to chat to Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Don't ignore if there's a problem that you've had and you think, you know what, I really ought to do something. I don't want to suffer anymore. If there's a little way to get some help, I want to get it. Get in touch with Dr. Wendy and take it from there. Wendy, as always, massive thanks to you and your expertise. I've learned three words I never knew existed. Thanks so much for that, and we'll connect again next week.
It's a pleasure. Have a great day, Brad.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.